My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition has become something probably more important than ever before. Today we are bombarded with all kinds of health problems. We need to be more aware. We need to start really listening to our body, and we need to start waiting, you know, not for things to happen, but maybe being a little bit more preventively proactive, I think, along the way. I think a lot of us get busy with life. Life gets in the way, life takes over, and before you know it, we have a whole bunch of things going on. And then we just forget. We forget to start thinking about the proactive part of getting healthy. We stop taking care of ourselves. We kind of slack on our vitamins. You know, we get away from the diet. We drive by the gym. You know, we don't sleep like we should. And then something comes up where we're sick or we're run down or we have a health problem or something is going on that is causing us to, you know, take heed and take a look at the big picture and realizing that we haven't been as good as we should be to ourselves. So we want to make sure that we're doing what we can do. It's not just something you do in January for 2 weeks for a New Year's resolution. It's something you do all year long, because the more that you do along the way preventively, the better your health is going to be. And if you ask anybody, they'd like to be healthier, more energetic. They'd like to be happier, healthier in their own skin, if you will. You know, we just have to remind ourselves to keep doing it. This is the Staying Healthy radio show. Every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the relevant topics for your good health, helping us all get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy, and hopefully, you know, learning some things along the way and maybe getting that motivation that we want to keep doing more and more until we're really on top of our good health. We also want to make sure that we're asking questions and, you know, making sure that what we are going through is something that we're addressing. The thing is, we're all different, and everybody's protocol, everybody's path, everybody's journey is going to be a little bit different. And that's why I bring you the best guest in the industry from the companies that do it right, the companies that think about us, the consumer, first. And I think this is something we want to make sure we're focusing on. Every day we talk about, you know, great quality products, high integrity products from companies that I respect and have earned my respect. And after 40 years of being in the field and 38 years being on the air, I'm not an easy person to please. I want to make sure these products stand up to what they're saying, and I want to make sure that I have them to present to my listening base, because there's plenty of companies out there that I like, and then there's a bunch that I love. The ones that I love, they're the ones I'm going to bring to you so you have a better chance of getting healthy. Now, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day, and the reason I do is because of the quality, the integrity, the longevity. Did you know that they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley? They are an information full-service store with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and above and beyond that, the greatest selection of the highest quality products from the companies that do it right. Great prices every single day. Go in and ask the questions as they relate to you and your good health, and create a dialogue with these amazing people at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure that you like them on Facebook. Follow their posts. They're really great. I borrow posts from them all the time because they find great things to post. And of course, visit their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a coupon to use on your next visit at the store and leave your email address and start getting newsletters every single month. Remember, this month, their end of the year, they've got two gigantic giveaway baskets loaded with stuff from all the companies that I talk about here on the air. And you definitely want to go in and fill out a slip for those. Just tell them you want to enter and win. These are big baskets, well into the hundreds of dollars each. So I'll let you know exactly how much they're worth as the month goes on. So today we're going to be talking about Garden of Life. We're going to be talking with Travis L'Esperance. We're going to be talking about probiotics. And we might even touch on the raw meal a little bit, because it seems like as everybody's running around crazy, if there's a quick way to get some nutrition, why not get nutrition that's going to make a difference rather than just grabbing something for the sake of grabbing something? Little history on my guest today. Travis L'Esperance holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Nutrition from Arizona State University. He's also a seasoned veteran in the natural foods industry. He has an extensive knowledge of the science and application of nutrition and supplementation, focusing on the philosophy of nutrition. Travis is first and foremost concerned with the incredible amount of cultural and genetic diversity that exists within human populations and the necessity to apply nutrition and diet accordingly to achieve great health. Travis has overseen the designing and utilization of food-based nutritional supplements while developing strategies for individuals and athletes who have been pursuing a variety of different health goals. Travis genuinely enjoys sharing his passion of nutrition and health with others so they can lead a more full and active life. We get to talk to this wonderful gentleman two times a month, and he brings awesome information. So let me welcome my guest. Hey, Travis, how you doing?
Great. How you doing, Dr. Bird?
I'm doing great. How's everything in your world?
Oh, wonderful. We just came off some rains down here in Phoenix over the last week, so everything is nice and wet and getting cold down here.
You know, here too. Actually, I thought we were done with the rain, and I can't believe I said that because we get like none here, but we get drenched because we don't get it for so long that it just floods like crazy out here. And we got more again last night, but they say we're done. And I hate to say it for all my East Coast listeners, but we're going to be like up in the high 50s and the 60s this week. So I almost hate to say it because I know they're cold.
Yeah, I always laugh. You know, it's when I talk to my coworkers that live in especially my other educator coworker who lives in Brooklyn, I laugh because she's talking about how it's in negative degrees, and I'm like, yeah, it's terrible. I had to turn the fan off in the room last night. It was getting too cold, you know?
We're evil. You know what? Hey, but I tell them all the time, you chose to live there.
That's right.
You know, my family lives, a lot of them, in the Midwest, and every year they complain all winter, and then they've had it with the winter, and then it's spring comes, and everything's beautiful, and they forget about it.
That's right.
So, hey, we're going to talk about probiotics today. You know, and the interesting thing is I probably have been doing radio shows on probiotics well over 30 years. And at the very, very beginning when I did shows on it, everything was called acidophilus, and it was very low potency. And, you know, we were actually taught at that point in time to recommend a acidophilus to someone for maybe 4 or 5 days after they took a wide-spectrum antibiotic. And that was kind of about it, you know. And we fast forward now all these years and decades, and here we are in a world where probiotics have become just absolutely a major part of our nutritional regimens, but at the same time, a huge factor in our overall health. I don't think I could go a day without taking my probiotics, because I've learned how to depend on them from what I can see, and also, you know, hopefully doing all the things that I can't see them doing. You know, I wouldn't want to take a chance. So let me ask you a question. What do you think of the probiotics field right now? Do you feel the same way, that it has really taken a upfront and personal place in our industry?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I've noticed in my time in this industry is really innovation. I felt the same way when I first came in. You know, customers would come in. Sometimes every once in a while, a customer will still come into a store and say, hey, do you have acidophilus here? And I think that originally, you know, that just kind of referenced all probiotics, because it was almost a synonym at that time. And you know, even back when I was in school, I remember taking microbiology, and you know, we really learned two things back in the day, it was number one, what are microbes and classifying them? And then you'd get down to the acidophilus and the lactobacillus and the bifido groups. But it, really what we learned in microbiology was number two, how do we kill them? Because that was really the only option you had to kind of deal with pathogenic bacteria. But especially over the last 10, 15 years, we've seen this explosion of innovation, not just in the classification, discovering new types of probiotics. We now know that in a healthy microbiome, in a healthy collection of gut flora and microbes that exist in our gut, mainly our colon, for someone who's eating a really diverse whole food diet, there might be thousands of different species and strains that are existent in the totality of the microbiome. But when we look at our industry, the focus has really been on innovation and diversity. And so those are some of the things that we've tried to focus on as we've evolved as a company. When we first came out with our very first product, actually, Garden of Life, it was a soil-based product. It was called Primal Defense. And then moving from there into our fermented food probiotics, but ultimately into our doctor-formulated line of probiotics, it's always been about how can we really capture the best of the newest research that's come out that shows all the powers that, probiotics can have to help benefit our health, to help benefit the natural balance that's already there, and move it forward into kind of a new direction so that we can kind of take control of how our gut is doing, because that's really the key to foundational health, is to make sure that our digestive tract and our digestive systems are doing what they need to do, and utilizing all of the best research and science that's been coming out, especially over the last 10, 15 years as the field of microbiology and probiotic research has exploded. That's something that, that everybody in this industry has tried to stay on top of, but it's led to having so much more availability and so much more legitimacy than we even had, you know, 5-10 years ago.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, there's something else that I want to talk definitely about the big picture of probiotics. You know, there was a time when I don't think I ever would have recommended, you know, that anybody use a probiotic that wasn't refrigerated. And all of a sudden, you know, we have these doctors formulated and we have these shelf stable. I mean, the industry has just gone crazy. I mean, I love being able to travel and take a shelf stable probiotic and not have to find a refrigerator or an ice bucket or something for my probiotics. You know, where do you think and why do you think that the doctors formulated line of probiotics? I mean, they're just like a whole different way of looking at probiotics. And, you know, for people that have not tried them before, I mean, there's a difference. And I know the difference. I've tried most of the formulas and I try not to go off of them, but I know I feel different when I've gone from probiotic to probiotic over the years. Some make you feel different and some don't. You know, so I think that you guys have hit a home run with this line. I mean, I talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I think really what it came down to for us when we set forth to develop this line is we kind of wanted to take probiotics research to the next level. Really what we mean by that is that when you look at a probiotic formula, oftentimes what you'll find is there might be one or more or sometimes a handful of different probiotic species or strains. And one of the things that you don't really know is, well, are these probiotics, are they studied? Are these just kind of the wild bacteria you find living on leaves and things like that, or living on, what would naturally be found in something like a fermented food? And make no mistake, you know, fermented foods, whether you're getting your probiotics in a fermented food or you're getting them in a probiotic formula for a specific purpose, more acute applications, you know, we need to be introducing many different types of bacteria to our gut, really every day. And part of that is just living in the environment. But at the same time, you know, for those who really have concerns about their diet and they have limitations and, there's a whole list of foods that they can't consume, it can make it difficult because fermented foods often contain components that might be difficult for those with sensitive digestive systems. You know, they have to work to get back to fermented foods so that they could then enjoy the probiotics that are found within. But when we set out to develop our doctor-formulated line, there's a couple things that we wanted to focus on. Number one, we wanted to make sure that every single strain that is found in our formulas is a species and strain that has been studied to make sure that it can survive things like stomach acid, It can survive things like bile and pancreatic juice. This is where sometimes people, they'll look for things like special coatings on their capsules to help them make it past the stomach acid. And quite frankly, those will do exactly what you want them to do. They will help the capsule get past stomach acid. It's called enteric coating. We don't do enteric coating not because we don't believe that it doesn't work. We don't use enteric coating mainly because all of the strains that we're using have been studied, and they can survive the stomach acid environment. But then we want to make sure that these are bacteria that can get to the colon where we want them to hang out and live for a little while, and we want to make sure that they colonize. So they've been studied to make sure that they actually attach to the colonic wall, and they can be able to kind of set up residence and then cause shifts and changes that occur in the microbiome over the next weeks and months, hopefully. Then lastly, we want to make sure that these bacteria are studied to make sure that they actually do things, right? We want to make sure that they can compete against pathogenic bacteria. We also want to make sure, just in terms of their interactions with everything, we want to make sure that if someone had to take an antibiotic, that these are not resistant, right? We don't want resistant bacteria anywhere at any time, because at the end of the day, even though it seems like that's the first thing people go towards these days is just taking an antibiotic. I have family members sometimes who will just, if their kids have one sneeze, bam, they're on a round of antibiotics, and that might be 5-6 times a year. And then you try to, say what you can, to give wisdom, but, you got to let people make their own decisions. So, it's one of those cases to where, we want probiotics to work when they work, and then we also want to make sure that that last step is always there if needed for an antibiotic round. But, probiotics are there to be effective in the medium run. And ultimately, when we put this formula together, we wanted these strains to be well-studied. We wanted to be using the doses that were actually studied in the clinical research. And then when we put it into a package, we wanted to make sure that they were stable. And that means that there's really two things you want to control for when you're building out a probiotic formula. Number one, you want to make sure that these are dry, right? We want to make sure that we don't get any moisture into the bottle. And then number two is temperature. Now, for those who are listening, they might think, well, I thought temperature was the most important thing, and it had to be in the cooler in order to stay alive. And that might be true, but only insofar as humidity can't get into the bottle, right? So when we keep them cold, we keep them dry, so long as humidity is not interacting with those capsules. And so we developed a special bottle. We worked with is a pharmaceutical company, actually, because the technology is very proprietary. And this bottle itself acts as the desiccant lining, which is to say, if you've ever opened up a bottle of supplements or vitamins and you find like a silica packet inside, that's a very necessary thing inside that bottle. What that silica packet is doing is it's making sure that none of the moisture that might be in that bottle every time you open and close it, none of that moisture is getting into the capsules or tablets and speeding up the shelf life and making it go bad. But instead of using a silica packet, we actually have a special bottle that uses recyclable plastic. There's no BPA, anything like that. But inside the lining of the plastic is essentially what would be a silica packet. And so not only are you making sure that moisture is not getting into the bottle, but you're making sure that moisture that does get into the bottle, it gets sucked up into the lining as well. And so this is the same technology that's used for diabetic test strips, and we know that those are very sensitive. We don't want those to ever get any moisture on them because we need them to be accurate. So using that same technology to make sure that we keep our probiotics alive, that's really what it comes down to if we want to make it effective, right? Because we don't want someone to take a product, then go home, and then a month later, well, whatever was on the bottle when it was originally made in terms of potency, that's all gone because everything died. We want to make sure that those probiotics are effective until the product expires 2 years down the road. So that's really our guarantee at Garden of Life. And not only are you going to get probiotics that are clinically studied, that are effective for a broad range of uses, but also probiotics that are going to be viable by the time it expires. So clinically potent and alive, those are two things that we want to make sure to go along with the individual purposes for each of the formulas.
Why so many formulas? I mean, I like them all. I read the labels and I want to take like 10 of them. It seems like you've made it not only a big selection, but you've made it so there's something for everybody. And I do have some people that move around from one to another. You know, you can't really make a bad mistake here choosing. So, but I mean, there are some times when there's critical situations where you need something stronger. And do you like the idea of moving around, or do you like finding a formula and staying with it?
I think generally speaking, if you're not dealing with a specific issue, then moving around can be helpful. You know, if you were to, let's just assume that, you know, in the traditional culture that you grew up, maybe 100, 200 years ago, you had like a fermented sauerkraut, let's say. Now, sauerkraut is something that is a living thing, right? So, you know, within a couple of weeks of the sauerkraut getting started, it might have one ratio and one kind of spectrum of the bacteria that are naturally present, those probiotics. And then a week later, it might be different. A month later, it might be completely different. And so over the course of the lifespan, if you kind of drawing off of that batch of sauerkraut, that ratio and that balance is going to change. So for general use, I think it's helpful to kind of mix it up and to play around with different formulas. But, you know, we did have specific purposes when we built out the women's, the men's, the Fitbiotic, the Ultra. All of these are looking at a couple different things for acute uses. So number one, you know, really the biggest distinction you'll find amongst the, you know, kind of your general probiotics in our industry is going to be the ratio between the lactobacillus group of bacteria and the bifidobacterium group of bacteria. Now, in every single one of our doctor-formulated probiotics, we had a 14-species blend. 9 of them are lactobacillus, 5 of them are bifido. So you have more lacto in general, but when it comes to the amounts of each one, that's where the ratios can change. So, for example, we might have something like our women's formula, which is predominantly going to be more a billion CFUs, more actual bacteria of lactobacillus, because we know that species like rhamnosus and reuteri, the lactobacillus rhamnosus, these are species that heavily dominate a healthy vaginal flora. So we want to have more lactobacillus for the women's formula, mainly because we want to be able to assist as much as possible for those unique microbiomes around the body. Whereas for someone, you know, a formula like in our Ultra formula, we're going to have a lot more bifidobacteria. And that's mainly because, you know, when it comes to the health of the colon, bifidobacterium are really strong producers of things like short-chain fatty acids. And that just means it's food for your actual colon. The lining of the colon, the cells along the colon, they derive most of their energy from the byproducts of the probiotics in your gut. So when they ferment things like fibers for you, they're producing food that helps to maintain the balance of the health of the colon. So, you know, really it comes down to a lot of times the balance between bifidobacterium and lactobacillus. And like you said, there's really no way to go wrong in a general sense, but you might get more benefit for things like colon transit time, how often it takes for you to go to the bathroom. Bifidobacterium might be very helpful for that. But then when it comes to helping to reestablish a good biome and fighting off things like pathogens, that's where lactobacillus might be a little bit more beneficial. So we know that all probiotic species have some general characteristics. But when we really dive into the research, we find that some are better utilized for others. And then on top of that, you know, when it comes to that research, that body of evidence, we continue to really draw from brand new studies, studies that look at bigger doses or studies that look at brand new strains or breeds within a certain species. And that gives us, you know, kind of the go-ahead to utilize some of these strains for specific purposes. So when we look at a formula like our probiotics mood, that's got 2 clinically studied strains that have been studied for things like cortisol balance. And who would have thought, right? Who would have thought bacteria can be helpful for balancing the amount of cortisol you produce? So, you know, we know that this microbiome, this collection of bacteria in our gut, it's incredibly broad, but we also know it's incredibly specific depending on the types of bacteria that you're using and when you utilize them. So we wanted to bring all of this evidence together into the diversity of formulas that we have. But like you said, if you're using it for general, just everyday digestion and immunity, then it's always helpful to kind of mix it up every once in a while. But if you want the specific benefits for acute purposes, that's where a specific formula can be really helpful.
Now, let me ask you another question. You know, the idea of as you start to see some of the formulations, you'll see something like for the mood or you'll see something for like a men's formula. And, you know, the great thing about this is, like, I can't stress enough about the variety, but let me ask you a question. How does a mood product work with probiotics?
Yeah, so we know that there's this connection. There's this really strong connection in the literature right now. And basically what it's saying is that the collection of bacteria in your gut, there's really about 3 to 5 pounds of bacteria in your gut at any given time. So if you were to think to yourself, 3 to 5 pounds of specific tissue that's performing a function in my body, we would call that an organ system, right? And we're not talking about the colon itself. We're talking about that bacteria in the colon. So nowadays, we actually kind of consider the collection of bacteria in your gut to be kind of an organ system unto itself. And we now know that not only is that organ system, that microbiome, controlling kind of just what's going on in the body, but it's communicating with all of our systems. And one of the notable systems it's communicating with is the nervous system or the brain. So we call that the gut-brain axis. And the vagus nerve is one of the main connections we have because that nerve is telling our brain what's happening in our gut, and our bacteria are doing a good job of making that communication possible. So when we look at the research, we find that a lot of different probiotics can be very helpful for helping to facilitate that communication, helping to balance that communication, because that's ultimately what we want to get out of it, is proper balance and proper homeostasis, so that our brain doesn't think that there's, you know, kind of mayday, you know, everything's kind of falling apart down there. Probiotics are telling the brain, hey, no, everything's okay, we're doing our job, you're going to be all right. But with our mood formula, we did two things. Number one, like I mentioned, we included two strains. This is going to be our Lactobacillus helveticus and our Bifidobacterium longum. Now, those might be familiar to some folks, you know, some that like to dive into the research, but these are specific strains. And these strains have been picked out because we know that they are incredibly helpful for telling your body that they don't need to stress out in regards to what's happening in the gut, and that cascades into health for the whole system. So great research on things like cortisol balancing there. But on top of that, we also included a clinically studied dose of organic ashwagandha extract. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. So it's not just about the probiotics. We know that the diet plays a role too, and herbs come into the diet in that format. And in this case, we're including a clinically studied dose of an herb that in its own right has been shown to be incredibly helpful with stress responses. And then on top of that, we put in the clinically studied probiotics to go along with the entire blend. So you get general benefits from things like digestion and immune benefits from all the regular probiotics that are in all the doctor-formulated products, but we also included two extra strains on top at the clinically studied dose that have been studied for stress as well. So all these formulas kind of mix and match depending on what the research is showing us, the ratios, the strains, and then sometimes a clinically studied dose of an herb to help just kind of drive it home to get the best of both worlds.
We're talking with Travis Lesperance today, representing Garden of Life. Remember, the full line of Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day, 25 to 35% off regular price. Don't forget to ask for coupons that are available you can use above and beyond the sale price. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Vitamin Goat is a cutting-edge line of raw, whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Goat utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of two separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food created nutrients, and typically they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means Vitamin Goat ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit. And we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, Vitamin Code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin Code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotics environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, raw probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, three capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only one capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a three-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of Garden of Life products every single day. And remember, everyone at Stay Healthy knows this line like the back of their hand. They can answer any questions you have, whether it's probiotics or protein or vitamins or CBD, anything. They carry a great line of everything, and every product is represented at Stay Healthy from Garden of Life. Don't forget, 25 to 35% off the line every day. And don't forget to ask for coupons that you can use above and beyond your sale price. Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today we're talking with Travis Lesperance. We're talking about Garden of Life, and we've been talking probiotics today pretty much in depth on the doctor's formulated probiotics. I guess the bottom line, Travis, is get a good probiotic that you can trust from a company that you trust, like Garden of Life. Get it in every day and let it do the things that you know it's doing, and let it do all the things that it, you might not see that it's doing behind the scenes.
Yeah, and then just some other considerations that people might have is, you know, number one, you know, are you sensitive to certain foods? You know, are you looking to make sure that you got no dairy, no wheat, no gluten, you know, none of those top eight allergens that people might be trying to avoid? This can be really challenging for individuals who are coming into the store and they know that they've heard probiotics are good for them, but at the same time, they just don't know what's in the probiotics, even if it's a well-recommended one. So one of the nice things about Dr. Formulated line is that we tried to make it hypoallergenic. So we made sure that the only things that are going into the formulas are going to be non-GMO project-verified probiotics themselves. They're grown on a non-GMO base. And then on top of that, the only other inclusion is going to be prebiotic fiber. So, you know, we have our raw probiotics line, which is a true dairy probiotic. That's great for individuals who want that general benefit that they get, maximal diversity of species and strains. But then when we get into some of the more specific functions of probiotics for very sensitive individuals, Dr. Formulated is great because they know exactly what they're not getting, just what they are getting. And so that's really the design of the line was for individuals who really had to be as careful as possible about what products they're taking. Dr. Formulated is a perfect line for them.
So let's kind of segue into the raw meal. I remember when the raw meal first came out. Ooh, not so good. And no, it was not good at all. And I kept trying to tell myself it's got so much good stuff in there. But, you know, we lead with our palate, and our palate was not cooperating. And it went back to the drawing board, and it came out absolutely incredible. I love the raw meal. And the reason I like it more than a lot of other protein powders is because this is a true meal replacement. If you are going to take the time to mix this up and drink it and use it instead of a meal, you can not only feel good that you're getting things that you never would have gotten, chances are whatever it was you were eating, but you can feel comfortable that you're putting all the good stuff into your body and that you really are getting a true meal replacement. You know, these days now, everybody's running around crazy. It's the holiday season, people skipping meals and grabbing something on the way. You know, this would be a great alternative. I have a friend, and she always carries her bottle with her, and she'll have the raw meal in there. And then she'll stop and get almond milk or something else and mix it with it and shake it up and drink it. She says, it just takes away my hunger. I know I've had something good to eat. I don't have to stress out. And it's just made a really good replacement. Now, a lot of people like to replace a couple meals a day with it. It's great at lunch when you're stuck at your desk and you can't get away and your stomach's growling and you really don't want to hit the vending machine again or the fast food place across the street. How does it do across the nation? It's been out for a while, but I know the popularity's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that when it comes to kind of the plant protein category, because raw meal is absolutely a vegan certified protein powder. When you get to the actual formula of you know, how I decided to put it all together, you know, we had our raw protein back in the day, and that's just kind of your general protein powder. You mix it in with a smoothie and greens, and some people would put fiber in it, and some people would throw some probiotics. Maybe if they had a powder formula, maybe, you know, just a little of this, a little of that, and that's exactly kind of what inspired us to make really a full-fledged meal replacement powder. And so when you look at the formula, this is kind of a kitchen sink-like product. And so when we first invented it, it was a little bit of a challenge because, you know, we wanted to make the nutrition right, but we also kind of sacrificed a little bit on the taste and texture. And this is, you know, going back 10 years now. And so I remember working in the aisles of my health food store when I was going to school. And raw meal really saved me because it was one of those things to where I would be, you know, doing, opening the store up. And then, you know, when I got off of my shift, I'd run down to school and I had to go down to downtown Phoenix from North Phoenix and, 45 minutes there. And then afterwards, you know, it's just you're bouncing around all week. And this is true really of anybody's day. But, you know, having something that was substantive with real nutrition in it to hold me down and to keep me full, you know, this wasn't even just something that I wanted just so that I wasn't hungry. I wanted good nutrition. And so raw meal was a great product for me. But then, you know, as time went on, we realized, you know, we got to make this product, you know, taste a little better. And as the industry has progressed, this was an organic product from the beginning. And so we were always kind of waiting to see, is there other ingredients that are going to come out? Can we help to facilitate the development of other ingredients that are certified organic, but also had a good taste and a good texture? And that's exactly what led to the, you know, kind of the current formula as it is today. So it continues to maintain its popularity. It continues to maintain, you know, kind of its staying power. We have an unflavored, we have vanilla, we have chocolate, we even have a vanilla chai. So a lot of different options to choose from, but it really is that kind of catch-all product that gives you everything, not just just a straight protein powder.
Now, the other thing about it is, you know, it's very gentle. And, you know, there are people out there that have a sensitive stomach to some of the proteins that are out there. This is loaded with enzymes and green. It's got so many things in it that it is like eating the best food. You probably couldn't eat food this well in this quality and get this many nutrients from the normal foods that we eat every single day. So I love that it's very gentle, but at the same time, very potent, very nourishing, very digestible, very available to the cells, and very you know, just very delicious tasting at the same time, and your palate just really enjoys it. So I like it because of the fact that it does give people that are sensitive a great choice.
Yeah, and if you think to yourself, you know, what do meal replacement powders look like in this industry? And, you know, there's a time and a place for everything, right? But I remember being back in high school and playing sports, and this is really how I kind of got into kind of the supplement world, which led me to the, you know, just to the nutrition world and kind of sparked my passion. Certainly wasn't that I was, you know, my prowess on the field as an athlete. It was more so like, how do I get better as an athlete? I want to actually be able to, you know, improve. But, you know, I was always kind of in the market looking for things that could help me put some weight on, because I was always, you know, on the smaller side. And so I gravitated towards those kind of big, you know, the mass gainers and the meal replacements. And, you know, they do one thing really well, which is they give you a lot of calories. But at the same time, what they're giving you is nutrition that might not always be the most nutritious, right, the most dense nutrition sources possible. So some of the things that we really focused on is kind of trying to be, you know, kind of the meal replacement you thought you were getting, but with actual food. And so one of the big focuses of our raw meal is going to be, number one, having fiber in it, right? So when we look at something like our chocolate flavor of raw meal, that's got 7 grams of fiber in it just from a single scoop. And for those that remember the old school days of our raw meal, we actually recommended for some folks, you take 2 scoops if you want, you know, because, you know, it's all just a matter of how many calories, how many grams of protein. But, you know, 7 grams of fiber in one meal, I don't care what you're eating, that's a great amount of fiber. But then next to that, we also have our fruit and vegetable blend. So you get a greens powder along with a fiber powder, along with 20 grams of protein. And we're not just sticking to just one single source of protein to give you kind of a certain amino acid profile. We want to give you as much diversity as possible. So we have our pea protein, we have our sprouted brown rice protein, and then we have a blend of 13 sprouted grains and seeds. And so you add all these together, and this is really the big challenge back in the day, was this blend of protein. This blend and the fiber blend, that's what really was the struggle for us to kind of overcome in order to make this product have a really clean taste and a really good texture, nice and smooth. But we now have it in a great blend, and we also have all of these sources coming from organic sources. And then to round it all out, we put our enzyme blend to help with digestion. We put our probiotic blend. Everybody gets a couple billion CFUs of probiotics just with every single scoop. And that's just kind of because we need all the help we can get, right? Just like with our doctor formulated line. But you put all this together, and the goal is to give you as much or more nutrition than you would get from a regular meal. So the last thing we put, kind of the cherry on top, is really a full serving of our multivitamin vitamin code lineup. So you get our cultured vitamins and minerals. And that's one of the things that's kind of a challenge sometimes is, you know, when you have vitamins don't taste good. B vitamins, they're very bitter. If anybody's ever had like a B12 sublingual, it's just so bitter on the tongue, mm-hmm. but you're kind of doing it because you feel like you have to, and you kind of, you know, it's the lesser of two evils, as it were. But we put all this together into a blend that tastes really good. And, you know, when it's all on, kind of on the label, you see right there front and center, this is an organic product. It's non-GMO verified. It's vegan. It's gluten-free. And it's nutritious. So you get 20 grams of protein. You get all this fiber. You get all these greens. Really, it's everything you would need in a high-quality meal.
You know, the other thing is a lot of people that you talk to remember years ago when TV would advertise meal replacements, you know, have two of these and eat a sensible meal. And everybody was starving all day long because they really didn't fill them up. And I dare somebody to try the raw meal and eat a full serving of it and try to be hungry. You're not hungry. You're full. And between the fiber and the greens and the protein and the supplements and everything that's in there, you're satisfied, but you are full. So your stomach is talking to your brain, telling you, you know what, I'm good.
Yeah, and the nutrition is clean. I mean, that's one of the biggest challenges, especially in supplements, is making supplements that are transparent. You know where they come from. You know the ingredients. You know that you're not just, you know, trusting in what the brand says about them. I mean, you look right on there. Those are third parties. The National Organics Program goes to every single one of our farms. They guarantee that those ingredients, they're certified organic from the soil onwards. And then when you go into processing, oftentimes, you know, whoever wants to even know the processing of how their food is made? I mean, that's, you know, they call it sausage making for a reason. It's because that's the stuff you never want to know about, because it's going to turn you off of the food that you eat. But knowing that you have organizations like the Non-GMO Project coming into your supply chain, doing their individual audits. And you know, you might think to yourself, well, if I have an organic product, then why would I need the non-GMO project? But they're really complementary. One of the things that the non-GMO project does is they actually test every single ingredient to make sure that there's no GMOs in there. They actually test for GMO proteins, which is, I mean, it's you know, the level of scrutiny that they put almost gets to a point to where, you know, we have considered before in the past, like, is it even worth it, you know, to have the time for them to go in and do these auditing and all these processes? But we absolutely do feel it's worth it because we want to make sure that when people are getting clean or good nutrition, we want to make sure they're getting clean nutrition on top of that. So that's really true of all of the plant proteins that we make at Garden of Life. We have organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, and those plant proteins are also vegan as well. So clean protein, not just good nutrition.
Could somebody use this three times a day?
I think they could. I think that, you know, when it comes down to it, one of the things that, you know, if you were to kind of, you know, pick out one thing that raw meal could improve upon, and it's kind of a double-edged sword, it's going to be the amount of calories that it has. So if you think about it, you know, a serving of our chocolate raw meal, it's going to give you 120 calories. Now, a lot of that's coming from the protein, and then you got that big dose of fiber as well, right? So we don't include a big dose of carbohydrates. We do have our unflavored, which has a couple of grams of sugar that doesn't have any stevia. So, you know, for those that don't want to go with the stevia sweetening, we know that they can have a little bit of organic cane sugar just to help give it a good taste profile. But ultimately, the one thing I think that, you know, people might want to add, you know, a single ingredient or a single source of ingredients, it would be a source of calories. So, you know, for individuals who are looking to maybe put some weight on, or individuals who are looking to use this for a couple different meals in their day, they might want to consider, you know, throwing a banana in the blender with their smoothie or whatnot, or maybe throwing in some, you know, some good peanut butter or whatnot to just give them a little bit of those fat calories. But ultimately, you know, it's up for people to decide what they want to do with it. This is not like a weight gainer product. It's designed to be a maximal nutrition product without the calories, so really good density. So that's up for consumers to decide of how they want to kind of mix it up. But really that's the biggest concern is making sure that you're getting enough calories in your day to fuel all the things that you're doing.
Could you add coconut oil? I mean, people that use your coconut oil, could they add some of that in there along with things like fruit?
You can. The challenge with coconut oil is that, you know, it has that it solidifies right there at room temperature. Mm-hmm. So one thing that we offer at Garden of Life is something like an MCT liquid, you know, kind of oil, and they can kind of put that into the mix. We also have an MCT powder, which has a little bit of extra fiber too. So if they're on the go, they don't want to carry that liquid with them. But, you know, you could really put any oil, so long as it blends in. You know, I know that I have in the past, you put a little bit of olive oil, maybe a teaspoon or a tablespoon, kind of mix it in there, kind of boost up the calories. But really it's just a matter of whether or not the temperature is right. Some people like their smoothies cold, and coconut oil just does not work in cold temperatures.
You know, one thing about, just want to touch on this before we run out of time here. Age bracket, could the raw meal be used for, you know, younger, maybe teenagers, kids? Could you use it as a breakfast?
Yeah, one of the neatest things that people would never notice about a product like raw meal is if you turn it over and you look at that facts panel that tells you all the nutrition. Now, there's a big legal distinction in the food and supplement industry, and that is the distinction between a supplement facts panel and a nutrition facts panel. And when you look at raw meal, it has a nutrition facts panel, and that tells you that it is legally treated as food, which means that anybody can benefit from it. It's got no ingredient in there that certain demographics have to stay away from. It's just a matter of whether you want those ingredients or not. So we have a nutrition facts profile because this is food from start to finish. So kids, adults, elderly, anybody can benefit from this. It's just a matter of how much and how often you want it.
Someone just chimed in. She said that, you know, she's not a smoothie person, so she likes to go ahead and mix this with yogurt. She says she puts it in oatmeal and other things. And, you know, she said, I add fruit and sometimes even extra chia seeds and stuff on top. She says, I think I'm getting it the same way. I just am not a smoothie person.
Yeah, and some people will throw it in like their pancake batter mix. So really the only concern there is that, you know, if you do use heating, some of those enzymes might start to break down. Some of those probiotics might start to kind of, you know, be less viable. But all that nutrition is still good. So you can mix this in dry applications and wet applications and smoothies and cooking. You know, once again, it's food. So however you want to use it, that, and whatever's most practical for you, then that's the best way to do it.
You know, one thing I want to just talk about here real quick before we go. Someone just asked me, she goes, if I use this in the morning as my breakfast, can I take my probiotic with it? Will it work with the shake? Is that a good time or should I separate them?
I think it's a great time because you have all that fiber. That's food. That's a life raft for those probiotics to live on. So I always recommend, you know, unless you're taking a specific clinically studied dose of a probiotic for a specific purpose, that's an empty stomach, you would want to take your probiotics with food to give them nutrition. Just as you get the nutrition, they get the nutrition as they're making their way all the way throughout your gut. It's a great time to include both of them at the same time.
I think so, too. Anything you want to say on either of these that we didn't touch on?
No, I mean, it's really what it comes down to is when you're looking for a protein powder, look for a clean protein powder. When you're looking for probiotics, look for clinically studied probiotics. And, you know, always trust and ask all the good questions to those at your health food stores because they really are experts in what they're talking about, and they can really lead you towards the product that's perfect for you.
All right. Well, I appreciate it very much. I thank you so much. We'll talk once again, I think, coming up. So I want to make sure that you enjoy your holiday season. Take some time for yourself, all right?
You as well. Thanks, Dr. Burke.
Be well. My guest today, Travis L'Esperance, representing Garden of Life. Remember, all the Garden of Life products are at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You can find them every single day. The great line in all these different areas. They have branched out into everything from essential oils to the CBD to the proteins to the fibers to the oils. Of course, all their vitamins and minerals and supplements. But if you have any questions on any of the products in the line, you can talk to anyone at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They'll get you all set up and answer your questions. And don't forget, 25 to 35% off on the line every single day. And coupons many times are available that you can use on certain products in the line. So definitely ask for those while you're there. And they can use them above and beyond the sale price on the product. So that's a great deal. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Remember to enter for their two end-of-the-year gift baskets. They're huge baskets loaded with products from all the different companies that I talk about throughout the year. You just have to go in and enter to win, and they'll get you in that end-of-the-year drawing. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know they're actually in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, doing what they do and doing it right every day, making it easy for us to get as healthy as we possibly can? Because I'll tell you what, misinformation with all of this information at our fingertips today has got us more confused than ever before. And before you waste a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of energy, go to Stay Healthy, have a dialogue with a person, and then find out exactly what way you need to be heading. And, you know, what journey you need to be on. They're going to make sure that you're using the right product and they're going to make the best suggestions. And because they carry the best of the best in every category, you're not going to make a mistake. You're not going to just grab something off the shelf. And by having that dialogue, you're going to create a great relationship with somebody in the healthy part of your life. And you know what? There's nothing more important. I had this conversation with a friend the other day, and, you know, she has not taken care of herself for a long time. She's got more money than she needs, more success than what she needs, more notoriety than what she needs, and now she's sick, and none of that stuff means anything because she's crushing every minute of every day trying to get back her health that she lost. And she said, you know, hindsight. And I said, I know. I said, but let's just focus on getting you healthy. So let's not end up in that situation. Let's take care of yourself. You know, do good things for yourself. Prioritize yourself in the front row because, you know, don't leave yourself at the end of the line every day. It's going to catch up with you. Head over to Stay Healthy and let them help you on your healthy journey. They'll make sure that you get the results that you're looking for. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Give them a thumbs up, like them on Facebook, and you'll get good tidbits every day. And don't forget about their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address, start getting newsletters every month. Print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your Monday morning to be here with me. Always great to be able to chat with you at the beginning of the week and throughout the week as well. It is that time of the year, so remember, take care of yourself. Do something good. Do something positive. Do something healthy just for you, just so you can enjoy it because you deserve it. Remember to tune in every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Remember, podcasts are available at my webpage. Have a great day, everyone. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.